Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Ishut Perek Vav. This perek discusses the halachic concept of a tenai, a condition or stipulation imposed in the process of some transaction or contractual agreement. Kiddushin is one area of halacha in which a tenai may be imposed, but there are several others. The rules we'll learn in this perek about tenayim, starting with the four properties which must characterize any tenai in order for it to be effective, apply even outside the realm of kiddushin. After explaining the fundamental principles of tenayim in this perek, the Rambam will proceed in the next perek to address many cases of tenayim which are specific to the context of kiddushin. Halacha Aleph. Hamakadesh al tenai im nitkayem atnai mikudeshet, vim lo nitkayem eina mikudeshet, bein shaya atnai min haish, bein shaya min haisha, v'chol tenai shebaolam, bein mikidushin v'geirushin, bein memekach umemkar, bein b'shaar dinei mamon, tzarich liot batnai arba'a dvarim. If a man is mikadesh a woman with a tenai, then the woman is mikudeshet only if the tenai is fulfilled. Either the man or the woman can impose the tenai. Any tenai at all, be it in kiddushin, or gerushin, or in a sale, or any other monetary matter, must have four properties in order to be valid. Halacha bet. Ve'elu ein harba'a dvarim shel kol tenai. Shiyeh tenai kaful, v'shiyeh hin shelo kodem lalav, v'shiyeh tenai kodem lamaseh, v'shiyeh tenai davar shefshar lekaimo. V'im chaser atnai echad mehen, harei atnai batel, uchi'ilu ein sham tenai klal. Ela tiezo mikudeshet o migoreshet miyad, v'itkayem hamekach o hamatana miyad. Uchi'ilu lo hitna klal, ho'il v'chaser atnai echad min ha'arba'a. The four properties of tenai are called the Mishpatei HaTenaim, and they are derived from the story of Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven in Parshat Matot. In that story, the Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven wanted to stay on the eastern side of the Yarden, rather than inherit land in Eretz Canaan on the western, as yet unconquered, side of the Yarden. And Moshe Rabbeinu made a deal with them. They can inherit the land they want on condition that they participate in the battles to conquer Eretz Canaan. The formulation of this condition, as recorded in the Pesukim, satisfied the four properties which the Rambam lists here, and these serve as a template for every tenai in halacha. These properties, which appear briefly here and in more detail in the coming halachot, are the following. First, the tenai must be doubled, tenai kafel. Second, related to the first, in the doubling of the tenai, the positive statement must precede the negative one. Third, the formulation of the tenai must precede the act on which the tenai is meant to be imposed. And fourth, the content of the tenai must be an act or a result which can possibly be achieved. If any of these four properties is lacking, then the tenai is invalid, and the transaction goes through the kiddushin, the gerushin, the sale, the gift, or whatever else, as if there were no condition imposed upon it at all. Note that the Rambam does not say that if the tenai is invalid, then the entire transaction is null and void. Just the opposite. If the tenai is invalid, then the transaction goes ahead without it. This may sound somewhat surprising, because the side which imposed the tenai may have no interest in completing the transaction if the tenai isn't fulfilled. Nonetheless, the general understanding in halacha, in the language of the Rishonim, is that a tenai is a milta achriti, a separate matter imposed upon the transaction, and therefore it has no power to completely nullify the transaction. We'll come back to this point in Halacha Yud Daled and discuss whether there may be room to distinguish between different areas of halacha in how we understand the concept of tenai. Halacha Gimel. Ketzad, ha'omer li'isha, im titni li matayim zuz, hari et mikudeshet li bidinar ze, vim lo titni li, lo ti mikudeshet. V'achar shitna tenai ze, natan lahadinar, harei hatnai kayam, v'harei zo mikudeshet al tenai. V'im natna lo matayim zuz tiyem mikudeshet, v'im lo natna eina mikudeshet. An example of a proper tenai is if a man says to a woman, if you give me 200 zuz, then I am mikadesh you with this dinar. And if you don't give me, then I'm not mikadesh you. And after making the statement, he gives her a dinar. Incidentally, 200 zuz is far more than a single dinar. Note four properties of this tenai. The double formulation, if X, then Y, and if not X, then not Y. The positive formulation, if yes, then yes, before the negative one, if no, then no. the formulation of the tanai before the actual giving of the dinar, and the content of the tanai, giving 200 zuz, is an act which can practically be carried out. So the four required properties of a tanai are all present. If she gives him 200 zuz, then she will be mikudeshet, and if not, then she won't be. Halacha dalet. Aval ima marla, hari ad mikudeshet li bidinar zeh, v'natan lan dinar biyada, v'hishlim matnai v'amar, im titni li 200 zuz, v'im lo titni lo ti mikudeshet, hari atnai batel, v'pnei shehikdim ha-maaseh, v'natan biyada, v'achar kach yitna, v'af av yishah kol betoch kedei dibur, v'hari zo mikudeshet miyad, v'ina tzricha liten lo klum. But if he says to her, Hareyat mikudeshet li, and gives her the dinar, and only then adds the tanai, if you give me 200 zuz, but if you don't give me, then I'm not mikadesh you, then the tanai is null and void, because he performed the act before making any stipulation on it, in violation of the second required property of tanai kodem lemaseh. This is true even if the tanai was made within toch kedei dibur of the act, a period of a few seconds in which one may ordinarily take back or change something he said. The Ravid in his Asaga here has a more stringent understanding of tanai kodem lemaaseh, which is agreed to by most Rishonim. According to his understanding, not only must the tanai precede the act itself, as the Rambam says, but even in the formulation of the tanai, the statement of the stipulation must precede the statement of the act which will take effect as a result. So in the example here, if the man says to the woman, before giving her anything, I am hereby mikadesh you with this dinar if you give me 200 zuz later, then for the Ravid, the tanai is invalid, because he stated the ma'aseh, I am hereby mikadesh you, before he stated the condition, if you give me 200 zuz. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the requirement of tanai kodem lemaaseh without explaining which version of it he means, and poskim agree that the more stringent understanding of the Ravid and most Rishonim is accepted lahalacha. Halacha hey, v'cheini mamarla, im titni li 200 zuz, hari at mikudeshet li, bidinar zeh, v'achar kach natana dinar liyada, hari at tanai batel, mipnei shelo kafal tanao, shari lo amarla, v'im lo titni lo ti mikudeshet, v'harei zo mikudeshet miyad, v'ina tzricha liten lo klum. If the tanai isn't doubled, like if he says to her only, if you give me 200 zuz, then I mikadesh you with this dinar, and then gives her the dinar, then the tanai is invalid, because it isn't a tanai kaful. She is married immediately and does not need to give him anything. Halacha vav, v'chein imamarla, im lo titni li 200 zuz, lo tihi mikudeshet li, v'im titni li 200 zuz, hariat mikudeshet li b'dinar zeh, v'achar kach natana dinar liyada, hariat lai batel, v'pnei shehikdim lav lahein, v'harei zo mikudeshet miyad, v'ina tzricha litein. The same holds if he says the negative formulation before the positive one. If you don't give me 200 zuz, then you won't be mikudesha to me. And if you give me 200 zuz, then you will be mikudesha to me with this dinar. The tanai is invalid. She is married immediately, and she doesn't have to give him anything. Halacha zayin. V'cheini amarla. Im talila rakia o terdila tahom, hariat mikudeshet li bidinar zeh. V'im lo talila rakia, v'lo terdila tahom, lo tihi mikudeshet. V'achar kach natan hadinar biyada, harei atnai batel, v'arei mikudeshet miyad, shadavar yadua, she'i efshar la lekayim tanai ze, v'ein ze elak mafliga bidvarim, derech schok v'hitul. If he imposes a condition which is physically impossible to fulfill in an otherwise valid tanai, like if he says, if you ascend to the heavens or descend to the bottom of the sea, then I am hereby mikadesh you with this dinar, and if you don't do either of those, then I'm not mikadesh you, and afterwards he gives her the dinar, then here too, the tanai is void and she is mikudeshet immediately. Since it is clearly impossible for her to fulfill this condition, it is clear that he is speaking facetiously and teasing her. Halacha Chet clarifies that this refers specifically to a tanai which is physically impossible to fulfill, not one which is physically possible, but halachically prohibited. So if the condition on the Kiddushin is that she eat a forbidden food, like pork or chalev, then the tanai is valid. If she eats the food, then she'll be mikudeshet, and if she doesn't, then she won't be mikudeshet. There is a rule of kol ha-matne al-mashikatu ba-torah, tana'o batel. If one makes a tanai in violation of the Torah, then the tanai is null and void. But that rule means something else entirely, as the Rambam proceeds to explain in Halacha Tet. Uvame amru kol ha-matne al-mashikatu ba-torah, tana o batel, chutz midar shebamamon, kigon shekidesh o gerish, o natan o machar al tanai, shu rotze bitnao, shizake atzmo bedavar shelo ziktalo ha-Torah, umana mimenu, o yiftor atzmo bitnao, midavar shechiva oto bo ha-Torah, shomrin lo tanacha batel, uchvar nitkaimu ma'asecha. Ve'ein ata niftar midavar shechiva otcha bo ha-Torah, v'lo tizke bedavar shemana otcha mimenu. If someone performs a kiddushin, or a gerushin, or sells property or gives a gift, with a stipulation in which he exempts himself from some obligation which the Torah imposes upon him, or in which he assumes a certain right which the Torah explicitly withholds from him, this is a situation in which we apply the rule, kol hamatne amash katu batorah tana'o batel. We tell him, your tnai is null and void, and the act you tried to condition upon it takes effect immediately, without the tnai. The exception to this rule is a davar shebemamon. If the right or obligation on which the tnai was made is a purely monetary one, and both sides agree to it, then the tnai is valid. The halacha continues with two examples. If a man is mekadesh a woman with the tnai that he will be exempt from the Torah-mandated obligations to provide her with she'er, food, ksut, clothing, and ona, conjugal relations, then his stipulation is valid for she'er and ksut, because these are monetary matters, but not for ona, which is a personal obligation and not monetary in nature. The second example relates to the case of an eshet yifat tohar, a non-Jewish woman taken captive in war, whom one is allowed to marry after she converts. The permission to marry her comes with a prohibition of lo tit amerba, do not use her as you would a slave. Therefore, if someone is mekadesh an eshet yifat tohar with the tnai that he be allowed to use her as a slave, this stipulation is ineffective, and she has married him immediately, and he is forbidden to use her as a slave. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hitna al ha'isha bishat kiddushin o bishat gerushin shetiba'el la'aviyah ul'achiyah o livna v'chayotzei bazeh, harei ze kemi shehitna aleha shetale l'rakia o shetered l'tahom. Utna'o batel, she'ein biyada shiavru acherim v'yavo al ha'erva, v'nimtza shehitna b'davar she'eno biyada l'kaimo v'chein kol kayotzei bazeh. Aval im hitna aleha, she'itain li ploni chatzero, o she'asi bito livni v'chayotzei bazeh, tna'o kayam. Shariyav Sharbiyada the Kaimo, Vetitain the Ploni Mamon Harbe, Achi Tenlo Chatsiro, Vachi Asibito Livno, Shari Ein Kanavira, the Chen Kol Kayotse Baze. These halachot deal with the Tanai, which relates to the action of a third party. We saw in Halacha Chet that even a Tanai relating to a forbidden act, like I am a Kadesh you if you eat pork, is valid, and is not the equivalent of an impossible Tanai, like if you ascend to the heavens. But if he says, I am a kadesh you if you engage in forbidden sexual relations with your father or brother, this tanai is invalid. She has no way to induce her relative to commit a terrible sin. And so this is the equivalent of an impossible act that she has no way to perform, like rising up to the heavens or going to the bottom of the sea. However, if the act required from the third party in the tanai is not an avera, then the tanai is valid. Like if he says, I am a kadesh you if Reuven gives me his courtyard, or if Reuven agrees to marry off his daughter to my son. In these cases, since the act which the tanai requires of Reuven isn't an avera, the woman has the power to induce Reuven to fulfill the tanai by paying him whatever he demands in exchange for giving away his courtyard or for marrying off his daughter. Halacha Yud Gimel just reiterates that the four properties of Tanai listed in this perek are critical components of every Tanai in Halacha, specifically in the areas of marriage, divorce, sales, and gifts. And we continue with Halacha Yud Dalet. Yesh miktzat geonim achronim, she'amru she'ein adam tzarich lichpol tana'o ela begitin uvekidushin bilvad, aval bedinei mamon eino tzarich lichpol, ve'ein ra'uy lismoch al davar zeh, שכפילת התנאי עם שאר הארבעה דברים, מתנאי בני ראובן ובני גד למדו אותם חכמים, אם יעברו בני גד וכו', ואם לא יעברו וכו'. ותנאי זה לא היה בגיטין ולא בקידושין, וכזה הורו גדולי הגאונים הראשונים, וכן ראוי לעשות. Some of the later Gaonim felt that the requirement of Tanai Kafel, and perhaps, although Rambam doesn't mention it here, the other three of the Mishpatei HaTanaim as well, applies only to Kiddushin and Gerushin, not to monetary matters like a sale or a gift. The Rambam rejects this view for a simple reason. The Mishpatei Tanaim are derived from the story of Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven in Parshat Matot, and that was a monetary matter, inheritance, not Kiddushin or Gerushin. The earlier Gaonim, in fact, applied the Mishpatei Tanaim across the board to all areas of halacha, and the Rambam accepts this view. The Ravid here, in his Hasaga, alludes to a Hasaga of his in Hilchot Zechiyot Matana Perek Gimel, where he explains and accepts the opinion of the later Gaonim. He points out there a major difference between an act of Kiddushin or Gerushin on the one hand, and a sale or a gift on the other. When a person sells or gifts property, he is parting with something he owns. When he adds stipulations to the deal, it is inconceivable that we would tell him that a stipulation is invalid, because it lacks one or more of the Mishpatei Tanaim, and therefore he must give up his property immediately. He never consented to lose his property unless the Tanai is fulfilled. And the same is true for someone considering whether to give up his money in order to buy property. On the other hand, an act of marriage or divorce is very different. This kind of act is extremely weighty and consequential, affecting personal status in ways which are serious and sometimes irrevocable. Therefore, one is far less likely to decide whether to be Mekadesh a woman or Megaresh his wife based entirely on some external stipulation, like receiving 200 zuz in the examples from earlier in the perek. In order to do so, and in order for Beit Din to accept that the Tanai was serious, the Tanai must be formulated in a very specific and formal manner, in accordance with the Mishpatei HaTanayim. In the terminology we introduced earlier, the later Gaonim and the Ravid claim as follows. A Tanai in Kiddushin or Gerushin is indeed a Milta Achriti, because of the very serious nature of these acts and their irrevocable repercussions. But when it comes to monetary matters, a Tanai is not a Milta Achriti at all. It represents an integral part of the considerations which lead a person to decide if he wants to give up his property or to buy property, and therefore the Tanai impedes the completion of the action whether or not it satisfies the four Mishpatei HaTanayim. As for the Rambam's point that the Mishpatei HaTanayim are learned from Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven, which is not a case of Gerushin or Kiddushin, the Ravid responds very simply, that is a case of inheritance, where no one gives away any money or property which he has in his possession. Therefore, the Tanai is not an integral part of one's considerations, like when making a sale or giving a gift. And so the Mishpatei HaTanayim are required, just as in the cases of Gittin and Kiddushin. Halacha Tetvav, Hamakadesh al Tanai, Kishid Kaim Atanai, Tiamikudeshet Misha'a Shin Kaim Atanai, Lo Misha'a Shin Katsha. Ketzad, Ha'omer Lisha, Imet Tain Lach Matayim Zuz Beshara Zo, Haret Mikudeshet Li Bididar Ze, Vinlo Atain Lach, Lo Tehim Mikudeshet, Venatana Dinar Liada Benisan, Venatana Hamatayim Zuz Shit Naima Be'elul, Hare Zo Mikudeshet Me'elul. Lefichach, Im Kidsha Sheni, Kodem Shitkem Atnai Shel Rishon, Harezo Mikudeshet La Sheni, Vachina Din Bigitinu of Mamonot, Besha Shitkem Atnai, Hu Shia Get O Yitkem Amekach O Matana. This halacha clarifies when exactly an act takes effect, when it is stipulated on the fulfillment of some Tanai. In ordinary circumstances, this takes place only from the moment the Tanai is fulfilled. For example, a man says to a woman, if I give you 200 zuz sometime this calendar year, then I mekadesh you with this dinar. If I don't, then I'm not mekadesh you. And he gives her the dinar right then and there. In this case, if he eventually gives her the 200 zuz during that year, then she is mekudeshet to him from that point in time, not retroactively to when he gave her the dinar. This means that if he made the Tanai and gave her the dinar in Nisan, then gave her the 200 zuz 5 months later in Elul, but in the interim, say in Tammuz, another man was mekadesh her, then she is mekudeshet to the second man, because his kiddushin took effect earlier. Halacha Tet Zayin. V'medvarim amurim, b'shaya sham tanai, v'lo amar me'achshav. Avalim amar la, hareyat mekudeshet li me'achshav, b'dinar ze, im etein lach matayim zuz, ulachar zman natan la matayim, harey zu mekudeshet l'mafreya, mishat ha-kiddushin. אף הפי שלא נעשה התנאי, אלא אחר זמן מרובה. לפיכך, אם קידשה אחר קודם שיעשה התנאי, אינה מקודשת, וכן הדין בגיטין ובממונות. What we just said is true in a regular תנאי. But if he says, מעכשיו, from now, then the act takes effect retroactively once the תנאי is fulfilled. Halacha Yud Zayin clarifies that a Tanai formulated as Me'achshav does not require three of the four Mishpatei Tanai. The only one required in this case is the last one, that the content of the Tanai is something which is physically possible. So if a man says to a woman, I am hereby Mekadesh you with this dinar from now, if I give you 200 zuz sometime this year, note the lack of a Tanai kafwul, and he gives her the money later that year, then she's Mekudeshet from the moment that she received the dinar. Therefore, even if she received Kiddushin from someone else in the interim, she is Mekudeshet to the first man and not to the second. Halacha Yud Zayin also says that the formulation of al menat, on condition that, implies the same as me'achshav. And in Halacha Yud Chet, he gives examples to illustrate the ramifications of this. Ketzad, ha'omer li sha, haret mekudeshet li al menat shetitni li 200 zuz. Haret zegiteich al menat shetitni li 200 zuz. Haret chatzer zo netuna lecha b'matana al menat shetitni li 200 zuz. Haret tena'o kayam. If someone gives a woman money and then says to her, I'm hereby mekadesh you with this on condition, al menat, that you give me 200 zuz, or a similar case involving a get, or gifting a chatzer, then even though this lacks both tnai kaful and tnai kodem maaseh, the tnai is valid. And once he receives 200 zuz, the Kiddushin take effect retroactively. The Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion of the Rambam, but then quotes a second opinion of other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush, that the Mishpatei Atanayim apply in their entirety, even in a case where the Tanai was made to apply retroactively, using the formulations of Me'achshav or Amanat. This debate will be important in the next two prakim, where we will see certain statements formulated as almanat, which seem to resemble tanayim, but which don't require tanai kafel. The explanations for this anomaly, for the Rambam, and for these other Rishonim, will be very different.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.